ago, Dominic Yoon spoke to political analyst Yirshi Pehe about what this result means.
Çetekay is just reporting that President Václav Klaus has just been re-elected in the third round of voting. What are your initial thoughts on that?
Well, I think that Klaus was a favorite from the beginning, and in my opinion, Jan Švejnár, his opponent, challenger, put up a good fight, and the fact that the incumbent president was elected in the third round of the second presidential election is certainly a success for his opponent as well.
And do you think that there will now be various recriminations amongst the so-called pro-Švejnár coalition as to why their candidate did not win and defeat Klaus?
I'm afraid that the way this election was handled by political parties will mark the Czech political system for some time to come. I think that, unfortunately, some of the charges are very serious, and it seems that the democratic process was really undermined in this case, and some electors voted for Mr. Klaus under circumstances which are very unclear, and therefore I think that the Social Democratic Party, the Greens and the Communists will try to use this to their advantage.
And do you think that in some ways Mr. Klaus's victory will actually be slightly soured just because of all the processes that have been going on?
I think that yes, in the previous election, 2003, Mr. Klaus's victory was soured by the fact that he was elected with the help of the communists, and it was widely known and later confirmed. Now I think his election will be really soured by the fact that there are serious charges of corruption and extortion and so on, under which it seems some deputies or senators change their party dresses. So I think that that may be really a serious problem in the months to come, and we'll see what it will mean for Czech politics in general and for the ruling coalition as well.
And what can we expect from both a second Klaus term and as well from the coalition government, with obviously the spat between the Greens and the Civic Democrats?
Well, I think that Mr. Klaus will be very free in his second term. He cannot be a candidate again, and cannot be the president again. And I think that he is the kind of politician who tends to be very proactive, and he will certainly use this to his advantage to put forward his political agenda, which is strong anti-European views, his views on global climate, as well as his other views, and that may be a problem. And also, I think that Mr. Klaus may now be more free to sort of make order in his own party, which he used to be chairman of, and now he may be tempted to interfere more with party affairs. So if I were Mr. Topolánek, the prime minister and chairman of the Civic Democratic Party, I would be probably a bit worried.
And what about the future of the coalition?
I think that the coalition is already strained. It is possible that some of the wounds that were inflicted on it during this presidential election may be healed, but it will be very soon under strain again, and it may be really seriously challenged by some upcoming vote, such as the American radar in the Czech Republic, and some other developments, as well as the regional and Senate elections in the fall. So I don't think that this coalition has great chances to survive until 2010.
Jiří Pehe talking there to Dominic Yoon.